Hello, everyone. This is the after the whole It's Always Something podcast. We are going to actually do a beer review today. And if you are listening, It's Always Something was talking about a car repair that I had to get done, and it's taken care of. It's a hefty price, but we will be able to go forward with life and be able to work our butts off with the attempt to make the correct American dream. The correct American dream, I'll define it over the next few years of my life as I document that on YouTube and on CastBox today. We have Funkworks Brewing Company. It looks like it's a small brewing company of the year in Pinnacalf Brewers Association, Fort Collins, Colorado, out of Colorado. This one's going to be taken a little bit down because it actually is in the size of a 750 milliliter, one pint, 11.6 alcohol by volume. And we also have, it's a part of batch number 6, January 2019 bottle date. This is a Dark Prophet from Funkworks, barrel-aged Belgian-style dark ale brewed with cacao nibs. Let's see how it is, if I can get it open. So, other than that, we have some other things that are at our disposal right now. And, hear that. So let's describe what we have so far. It's barrel-aged. It's a nice amber color. The heads on is phenomenal. I'm going to do a little bit more vigorous head on there just to see what we have. I'm not going to do the whole bottle because 11.6% is a little bit too much to finish a bottle of that size. And like I say, we're about moderation here at the Dad Bod Refinement Channel, and it's without moderation, you won't be able to do much. I'm going to slowly remove the oxygen without causing a lot of the carbonation of this beer to be taken out. We're going to put that back in the fridge, and then we are basically going to be tasting this on my YouTube channel. We go over 3 different actual ratings on this. We have our appeal, we have our aroma, or our brew aroma, and then we also have our flavor on this cast box. So we're going to just give you 1 score out of 30. But I will still talk about everything else. The appeal is phenomenal. The aroma smells like chocolate, which that's really appealing to me. And once you hit it up to the light, this amber color, that has a red amber color. And I'm going to go, and then for the next few hours, I'm going to sleep. This is going to be part 1 of this beer. Tomorrow, I will sample it again in order to see what the difference is between this being tasted as warm and then the other one being tasted as chilled. So stay tuned tomorrow, or stay tuned the next episode after you listen to this one, and to see what kind of a difference I have. So overall, out of 30... I really like chocolate, and I really like the barrel-aged idea with the beer. So, and the aroma is just phenomenal. I would do a nice 25 out of 30, a solid 25 out of 30. As I'd like to say before, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening to this channel. And please go to YouTube and go search for Dad Bod Refinement. We do beer reviews on there. I'm going to separate some of these, as making it a little bit of exclusivity between the 2 different areas, and also on Facebook. Go like my page on Facebook, like, comment, subscribe, do all that craziness, and then, as always, I ask you to remain in the idea and mindset of moderation. And may God bless you and your families. Have a wonderful, 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 and wonderful day. Thank you.